This is 91.9 KVCR. I'm David Fleming. Graham Nash, with great success working with David Crosby and Stephen Stills, and of course the Hollies, has recently released his first solo CD in 14 years, though he's hardly been absent from music.
In all my waking days of wonder, all my ways of wrong and right, with all my dreams of clouds and thunder, I wander down this path tonight.
In the 14 years that I have not done a solo record, I've made 16 CDs. I did Stephen Stills' 4-CD box set, David's box set, my box set, CSNY 1974 box set, greatest hits, demos. I've been incredibly busy in this 14 years. This path tonight. But something that happened in my personal life made me react greatly, and that was that I divorced my wife after almost 40 years, and I'm in love in New York City with a beautiful lady here, artist, and my life changed completely, and this path tonight reflects those changes.
Well, it is truly through and through a reflection album of what once was and certainly looks to the future. I've kicked off with the title and opening track, This Path Tonight. So you chose to have this one open the album, and certainly a great one to do so. It starts with a gentle drive of the acoustic guitar, but then a much heavier drive with the percussion. Was this one written to be the first one, or did it feel it set the tone later on? You had a collection of tunes.
It always felt like the opening track to me.
Yeah?
You know, I've made so many records in my life that, you know, your brain goes to those places. What is the one that you open the album with where people can't take the album off? You know, Sweet Judy Blue Eyes, for instance. What, you're going to take the record off after that? I don't think so. You know, Carry On, for instance, on the Deja Vu record. Are you going to take the record off after Carry On?
Yeah.
I don't think so. And This Path Tonight fit how I was feeling. It fit the beautiful portrait of me that my girlfriend Amy Grantham took on my first day in Woodstock, strangely enough, even though I, of course, played the festival almost 50 years ago. This is the first time I'd ever been, actually, to Woodstock.
I guess the first time you were flown in on a helicopter and then kind of took off the same way,
well,
yeah?
Well, don't forget, that wasn't at Woodstock.
That's right, it was out on the farm, yeah.
Yeah, that was in Bethel.
Yeah, right, right.
But I'd never been to Woodstock, but it's a cute little village.
Well, something else with This Path Tonight, it was, as I went through it over and over, it has several builds and crescendos going through it. Is this how it was originally envisioned, or is this something that maybe happened as it was being felt, as you were playing it?
It always seemed that This Path Tonight was going to be the opening track, and we just wanted to make it interesting all the way through to the fade.
Looking at Beneath the Wave, are you telling a literal but maybe fictitious story, a seafaring adventure, or is this an allegorical look, again, at your life or the life of an entertainer, just trying to stay afloat?
Let me try and answer in a very simple form. Beneath the Waves was not the ocean. Beneath the Waves was people waving at us from the audience.
Did I just really miss the boat on that, or...?
No, the boat, funny. Yeah, yeah. No, it's just, in my mind, it's a story of me and the first band I was in the Hollies, you know?
Yeah.
And it's been 50 years before the mast of going out on the road and revealing yourself in your music, because it's been 50 years since I started with the Hollies, roughly.
Graham Nash will be at the Fox in Riverside April 7th and on KBCR-TV premiering March 3rd. More with Nash on the next KVC Arts, tonight at 7 and Sunday evening at 6. I'm David Fleming, 91.9 KVCR.